Hello and welcome to a special Liverpool Echo Everton podcast on the day Gerard De La Feu becomes a permanent member of the Blue Squad. He signed in for Barcelona on a three-year deal worth around £4.2 million. It's been very well received by Everton fans who seem to have been waiting for this for a long time, and with Greg O'Keefe, Everton editor. And Greg, do you share this sense of euphoria amongst most Evertonians today?
I can certainly understand why Evertonians are really pleased at the news that it's been a transfer that's caught their imagination ever since that exciting season when, you know, not only was De La Feu so popular on Goodison Park, so was his manager. It was that kind of honeymoon period for Martinez, and one of his many kind of strings to his bow was persuading Barcelona to let the Blues have such prodigious talent for a season. Things have changed since then, it's fair to say, I think, for both Martinez and the player. Sort of reality's kind of hit home that, you know, you can't always keep that sort of honeymoon period going, if you like. And certainly for De La Feu, last season was a bit of a reality check, for despite his kind of remarkable array of gifts, really, that he does need to have a bit more than that if he wants to become the sort of world-class player that he clearly has potential to be. But nevertheless, before we say any of that, let's just recognise that it's a positive transfer for a really top player. Everton have done reasonably early in the summer, and, you know, as we were saying before, Phil, for a real steal of a fee for £4.2 million. When you think earlier in the year, £25 million buyout clauses were being mooted, and, you know, this is a player who's been compared to some of the very best.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like a transfer that is a real winner financially.
Last time, obviously, when he came on loan, we didn't know a huge amount about him, if we're being honest. But obviously, we were sort of convinced by Roberto's recommendations, and obviously, it turned out that he was, you know, he in flashes was terrific, and he instantly became a fan favourite. And we saw flashes of his real potential and what he was all about. But because he came on loan, he was here to impress Barcelona ultimately, and there was no expectations. But now that's completely changed. I mean, what are your expectations? Do you think he's got to hit the ground running? I mean, as we said, he's not played a great deal of football in the recent months at Sevilla, having been frozen out by Unai Emery a little bit. So, do we need to give him time, or can we? Is he a case that he is so talented? He just needs to be almost a tough love in that respect. So you've got to start producing.
I think certainly the bar's been lifted a little bit for the expectations since the last time he was on Merseyside. And, you know, I hope that he does come back a player who's learned from his time at Sevilla. You know, I think Evertonians are used to Roberto Martinez's kind of platitudes about players, and it's something that he likes to do. He talks players up all the time, you know, relentlessly positive, and, you know, that's his style. That's something that we're used to, like I say. And he's already sort of signalled that with his quotes today when De La Feu's signing was confirmed at lunchtime, saying he's a player who's matured. Well, you know, he hasn't coached him last season. Clearly, he's a player he's followed extremely closely, and, you know, he knows him very well. But, you know, he's not been in Unai Emery's position of trying to get the best out of him. And, you know, Emery has gone on record saying that was a frustrating kind of and ultimately unsuccessful job, because he just couldn't get him to, in his words, become a team player. Mm. He couldn't harness his talents and have the discipline and the right approach. It's telling that Emery talks about, you know, there's players at Seville who've got less talents, but, you know, have made top careers, and he hopes that Gerrard can go on and do that, but he needs to kind of adjust his mindset. I hope Martinez, despite saying he's matured already, can help him to mature further, if you like, and really nail down that winning blend of the talented, the flair, and the gifts, and the individualism, also becoming a team player, because that's ultimately what Everton is all about.
Yeah, he's got to buy into it, hasn't he? Absolutely. And as we sort of discussed before, we know, look, we absolutely hope that he does buy into it instantly, and all of this talk is ultimately sort of, you know, a moot point, and you know, it's not an issue. But obviously, on the right hand side, since January, the bar for wingers in work ethic and impact has been raised by the introduction of Aaron Lennon. So I guess if you're sitting in the stands, if De La Feu does not match that work rate that Lennon offers every single game, then you're going to start questioning why, I guess. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fair. I think Evertonians have got a special affinity with Daily Fame. I think a lot of it, you know, is from how he genuinely was a player who, to be fair to Martinez, and talking about platitudes, he really did get you out of your seat when you're watching him. But equally, I have to say, watching him during that season, I was left as entertained as I was infuriated by him. Yeah. And there were times when he just seemed to be a liability, and not ever in terms of lacking ability, but his sheer, like I said about Emery's point, his sheer inability to conform to tactics or to the requirement to work, to track back, to have awareness of players around him, rather than just trying to be a show pony. Now, as you say, Lennon has signalled that you can be an effective winger, is Bellic Goodison from January. He certainly proved that. You can score goals, you can create chances and work hard.
Yeah.
So fans have seen that, and I think that they should expect that from De La Feu as well. I mean, we would imagine, we were saying earlier, weren't we, that it's interesting to see whether they'll still go after Lennon.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it?
I can't sort of on one hand see it now. I don't know what you think.
I guess the fact that Everton have created this deal where they've spent 4.2 million on De La Feu, obviously there are the buyback clauses for the first two seasons, and Barca retain the first refusal if the Blues ever did decide to sell him. But I guess if Roberto is still keen to add Lennon to his squad, which was what the signal was at the end of last season, and this transfer still doesn't sort of change that, then sort of making it very generally and simplistic terms, you would believe that Everton's position of bargaining has been strengthened, because obviously the figures that were being sort of bandied about from the Spurs end was that Tottenham wanted fees of like £9 million for him, despite only 1 year left in his career contract. So it is interesting. I mean, but as we said, you've now got De La Feu playing on the right. If you bring in Lennon, you've also got McGeady who plays on the right. You've suddenly got almost two, you know, from going into a season where we were crying out for wingers, you almost suddenly got too many. But
and you've got to also imagine that any deal for Lennon, even if it was another loan, which I actually couldn't see happening, but would have to include not just the fee, it would be the wages. And you know, in reality, Martinez, his priority, actually, he's still got a couple of priorities, if you like, but his overriding priority, as we understand it, is a number 10. And he's got to find a top number 10 to come in, and that's not going to be cheap. And he still wants to look at the likes of Angelo Ogbonna from Juve, who's going to cost a few quid, going to want decent wages, Italian international.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might be that Lennon doesn't come. But, you know, getting back to De La Feu, you know, the fact that this business has been done early in the summer, you know, he's added to Tom Cleverley in the mix, players with the best of their careers ahead of them, young players on good contracts. I think it does give Everton more options in midfield, and if they can get that number 10, the creativity in the final third, which at times was kind of they were crying out for last season, could well be back. And, you know, you just hope that Martinez has maybe got an approach that Emery hasn't got in terms of getting the best out of players. You know, I think it's fair to say he's certainly a pet project of Martinez. You know, he's maybe someone who he's got a special affinity for, and I just hope it's he can ask him to recreate what he did last time and more.
Yeah, let's hope he can unlock that potential. But thanks for listening, and we'll no doubt have more of these as the season summer progresses, and hopefully more signings make their way through the doors at Finch Farm.